It looks a fascinating game, you know, when you think about it. Glen Swilly, many people may have written them off early in the year, and here they are sitting in the last four county semi-final against Glenties. And I'm sure they'll relish the prospects of taking on Glenties. You know, the Glen Swilly just have this habit and propensity to turn up at this stage in the championship and eke out results, and that's exactly what they've been doing. You know, that a fairly comfortable win over four Masters over the weekend without setting the world on fire. But when you have Michael Murphy in your team, you have a chance in every game that you go out and play. And, you know, Big Neil is back playing in the centre of the field. And, you know, Copper will chip in with a few scores. So they have that lovely mix of experience and having the top player, one of the top players in the country playing with them. So they always have a chance. But you just have to think, you know, Glenties have come through tough group. They outscored county champions yesterday, won 96 points, albeit in a relatively low scoring game. And granted that the goal came late. But they've so much experience and footballers all over the pitch. And, you know, when they can introduce a player like Brendan McDyer, who I know had a bit of a hamstring twing over the last few weeks, but he comes on and scores 2 points, it shows you the half strength and depth on their bench. And Johnny O'Malley is another sub that comes on. Kieran Gallagher, you know, has been impressive the last couple of weeks. He's really beginning to grow, so he is, you know, and you take Kieran Thompson and Leo and these boys, you know, they have so many players all over the pitch. So, you know, Glenties would have to fancy themselves going into this game against Glen Swilly. Albeit with the caveat of, you know, coming up against Glen Swilly team that they know have responded in these situations before. So, you know, really interesting tie, and it'll be really one worth seeing this weekend.
The other tie could be interesting as well. Sean McCool's into a semi-final for the first time in, what, 14 years. They play some nice football, and they've been doing that through the championship campaign. But they're taking on the side which is seen by many as favourites to lift this year's Dr. Maguire. They were impressive against Bundoran, knocking in 8 goals over the weekend. But going into the game, you would see Gwydor as being the hot, hot favourites to make the decider, Brendan.
Absolutely, Ashley. You know, Gwydor have so much talent all over the pitch, and you know, of course, they have that under-21 team that won the Ulster Championship there a couple of years ago that are really beginning to mature into top players at this stage. And you mix that with the experience of Eamon and Neil McGee and Oran McNeilis, then you have Oran McFadden Furry, Niall Freel is coming up, is capable of coming up the field and scoring goals. To put 88-13 against any team is a phenomenal score. Now, I suppose you don't look at, you know, the fact that Bundoran scored 3-12, and albeit that the game was kind of over early on, they'll not be too happy about that, because you know Gwydor have prided themselves on their defensive displays all year, and they have been very good defensively. We'd say against Glenties they conceded only 6 or 7 points, against St. Junior they only conceded 9 or 10 points. So you know, while their scoring return was great at the weekend, they'll need to be tighter against the McCool's team that do have the ability to get scores, you know, and their surprise victory over St. Michael's. You know, it was great to see Marty Riley stepping up to the plate, really, and leading the team out. And then you had a couple of younger players, Farah, you know, you have Farah Ashing Gallen and Luke Gavigan, and then you have Aaron Kelly and these guys, Kieran Gallagher, you know. So they have players that are capable of getting the scores, and it's a fantastic achievement for McCool's to get to a semi-final this year. But, you know, you just look at the power and the pace and the strength that Gwydor have all over the field, and you just have to fancy that Gwydor will come through this and qualify for the county final this year.